Good afternoon. Welcome once again to KMRY's Newsmakers, a weekly program highlighting the people of our communities and the issues they face. I'm Chris Jensen, proud to serve as your host each week. Today, our guest is Cedar Rapids mayoral candidate, Amara Andrews. Amara is the head of business development and communications for the transportation division of True North Companies. I begin my conversation with the businesswoman and community leader, finding out what she would like voters to know about her and her background.
Well, thank you so much for having me. As you know, my name is Amara Andrews, and I am running for mayor of Cedar Rapids. I'm originally from California and have been in Cedar Rapids for about 10 years. It's funny, some people criticize me for being from California, saying they don't want California values here in Iowa. But, you know, I was raised by very accomplished and interesting parents, and they are who really set the values that I have. My dad grew up in the segregated South, went to legally segregated schools. So he went to Black elementary school, Black high school, and then went on to a historically Black college and a historically Black medical school, and then moved to LA to start a practice. So he ran a small business essentially in LA all of my life. And my mom also she's from the Midwest, and they moved to California for more opportunity. And she started a nonprofit that is devoted to children and women. It's called Crystal Stairs. It's now one of the largest nonprofits in California. So, you know, that's really where my values come from my parents, not necessarily from the state. I grew up in LA, went to UC Berkeley. I taught elementary school in the inner city of Los Angeles, which really was formative for me, witnessing firsthand how difficult it is for children to break the cycle of poverty and violence that they are born into. I love teaching. I had intended to only teach for a year while studying for the LSAT. I eventually went to UCLA law school, but I continued teaching because I loved it so much for a number of years. Then went to law school, practiced law, and got married. We've moved all over the country, so I've lived probably in 7 or 8 states and have lived in small towns and large urban centers. And it's really this perspective that I have, I think is very unique, having lived in so many places, seeing the potential that we have here in Cedar Rapids. I landed in the Midwest probably about 15 years ago and started an incubator program for startup companies. So have experience helping people get their businesses started, finding funding, developing their pitches and go-to-market plans and business plans. And for the last almost 10 years now, we've lived here in Cedar Rapids, and I've led business development and communications for True North companies downtown. Okay, sure. And then last summer was involved in organizing the largest protest in Cedar Rapids history. And it was through that process where I was negotiating with the city and working with the mayor and really came to find out that our city could use better leadership. And so that really was the impetus behind me deciding I wanted to run for mayor. I think with my background, I have the experience, and with my also my experience in communications, being able to listen to people and communicate our messages, I think I could lead Cedar Rapids in a different direction. And I'm really, really excited about the opportunity ahead.
Great. So mayoral elections in Cedar Rapids, of course, are nonpartisan. Do you think that's significant?
I do. I appreciate that it is nonpartisan. At the same time, I think people's voting record and party affiliation does say something about who they are, what values they have, what kind of policies are important to them. But I do appreciate that it's a nonpartisan election, so people don't have to vote along party lines.
Sure. So do you think our current council is partisan, or have they done a good job remaining nonpartisan?
I think they have done a good job remaining nonpartisan. And in fact, I'm not even sure where they all align. So, and I think that's a, mm-hmm. that's a good thing. I mean, they seem to negotiate and speak along issues, not along a party line, which I think is the way it should be.
When you're out campaigning, what issues do Cedar Rapidians bring up to you?
I mean, the most important things that I hear about from Cedar Rapidians are derecho and recovering from the derecho. People feel strongly about our roads, our infrastructure. It really is about local issues. And lately, there's a lot of talk about masks and what we should be doing about COVID and the pandemic.
How are you going to address these issues?
So I talk a lot about this, about putting equity at the center of everything that we do. And when I speak about equity, while of course you think about social justice kinds of issues, in a local election, equity is really about the things that are important to our community and ensuring that when we're talking about recovery, we're bringing everybody up, lifting up neighborhoods who have been neglected. That to me is what equity is about, distributing resources in a way that addresses disparities so that when we're, for example, focusing on our streets, we're not only focusing on our main thoroughfares or areas that historically get the benefit of our infrastructure spending, but on the streets that have been neglected and overlooked for so many years and the neighborhoods that have been neglected. And also when you think about our flood mitigation efforts, those two have sort of focused on one side of town and not another. And so I'm really running to bring equity to that and put the needs of the people first.
So you kind of just touched on this, but what are some of your other priorities that you want to address as mayor?
As I mentioned, you know, equity runs through it all, but recovery from derecho, from the pandemic, from our floods, there still is a lot to do. And like I said, you know, ensuring that we're approaching those things in an equitable way. Economy, so the economy is obviously very important. I am hugely in favor of sustainability and have in fact been endorsed by the Sunrise Movement. So when we think about our economy, we should be doing what we can to move from a gray economy mm-hmm. to a green economy. Also, my background in entrepreneurship, I really feel strongly about, you know, startups, about small businesses, and ensuring that they have what they need mm-hmm. to be successful.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So, and also lastly, our nonprofit community, which is doing so much of the hard work here in Cedar Rapids, they have seen a decrease in the funding that they are used to receiving because of our stagnant economy. So ensuring that our nonprofit community has the resources that they need to not only help and get the job done, but also to expand and meet the needs of our city. And lastly, the last pillar of my campaign is community. And I really believe that we need to break down silos and be more united. I think we need more entertainment and more diversity in all that we do. You think about the concerts that we bring here, even the city-sponsored events. Those should address the desires and the needs of everyone in Cedar Rapids, not just a select few.
One of the things that I've noticed is our population has grown, but I still feel like we lose a lot of young people.
Part of that is about being more engaging mm-hmm. and breaking down these silos sure. and having more diversity. We have diversity, but we don't appear diverse because people
oh, sure.
stay in their pockets. So like I said, breaking down these silos, I think will attract more people. But also, you know, this is something that I worked on when I lived in Champaign, a PR campaign for the city to encourage people to move there, to start businesses there, to buy homes there, because it's affordable. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to start a business. We need to tell the same story about Cedar Rapids.
Sure.
It's a beautiful, Absolutely. It's a beautiful city. There's lots going on. The cost of living is low. You could come here and start a business. So I think part of that is about communication and telling the story of how great a city Cedar Rapids is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, Cedar Rapids has a mayor. We also have a city manager. So how do you envision your working relationship with the city manager?
It's a really important relationship, and Jeff Pomerantz has mm-hmm. done a great job. The city manager is really the COO, if you will, of the city, responsible for a lot. The mayor is who sets the vision for the city. So the two working hand in hand is really extremely important. And having a mayor who, you know, has leadership capabilities, who has good communications skills. It's the mayor who is really the face of the city and articulating all of the needs and all of the messages, articulating those out while behind the scenes, Jeff, the city manager, is running that operation. That relationship is really important. Like I said, I think Jeff is doing a great job. This is where my husband and I have decided to sow our seed, lay our roots. This is our foundation. This is where we've raised our kids, and he started a business here in the corridor. So we are here to stay, and we want this community to live up to its potential, because there is so much. I mean, with the beautiful river running through, all of the robust trades, so many great businesses here. We just really need somebody who can lead with the people's vision first.
Cedar Rapids was totally dormant downtown. There was nothing to do downtown. I think you've kind of touched on this, how you want to bring more livelihood downtown and like more urban living, like where I live downtown. Do you foresee, is it possible to have like a grocery store downtown for us? Do you think that's feasible? Or
oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the problems that we have, we call them food deserts, and we need to eliminate food deserts.
Sure.
There needs to be access to food. There needs to be access to affordable housing in all pockets of our city. That's one of the ways we could encourage diversity throughout, rather than always focusing on, you know, one area over another for affordable housing. Really having more mixed use buildings, I think, would be great. And then developing on both sides of the river.
Yes, which now I know on the west side of the river where I live, now we're really starting to develop.
And I will say, you know, I've lived in so many places. Never have I seen a city with such a beautiful downtown with a river running through where there's not a riverfront developed.
Oh, right.
So we really we're behind there, and we need to really push forward to develop that area.
The voters in the booth on November 2nd, and they're still undecided. Why should they vote for Amara? Why should they vote for you?
Yeah. You know, a vote for me is a vote for the people of Cedar Rapids. It's a vote for the workers in Cedar Rapids. It's a vote for small businesses in Cedar Rapids. My hope is to be able to lead with those people first. Putting those people first, I think, is of utmost importance, especially right now where there are efforts to, you know, restrict our right to vote and restrict what we can teach in the classroom and restrict, you know, being able to have diversity training. We need somebody in leadership who can stand up for what's right, who can stand up for the people, and who, you know, can break down these silos that we so often see in Cedar Rapids.
Mara, I want to thank you so much. I know you're very busy, but I really want to thank you for your time today. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope that people do get out to vote on November 2nd. There will be early voting, and you can find out all the information about our campaign at amara4cr.com.
Cedar Rapids mayoral candidate, Amara Andrews. A copy of this interview will soon be available online at kmryradio.com. This has been a presentation of Locally Owned, Locally Involved, KMRY Cedar Rapids. We'll see you again next week.